You can keep your eyes closed. Oh, you do have to wake up in a little bit, but not just yet. I've been up for a while, baby. I've been up for at least a couple hours. Done a lot. I took a shower. Went to the grocery. Made you coffee. Yeah, it's right on the nightstand. No, I know. But hey, I'm not a morning person either, though, baby. You know that. No, I just had to wake up early to do stuff. 9 out of 10 times, you're the one waking me up anyway. Alright, it's more like 50-50. Do you want to sleep? No. Is that your way of saying you just want to keep sleeping for a little bit longer? I mean, that's fine, but if you don't wake up, you're going to be super duper late. I don't understand that logic, baby. Why would you want me to wake you up to let you go back to sleep? No, baby, snooze makes no sense. Snooze is the worst thing for you. That's why you're always tired in the morning. It's the illusion of getting more sleep. You're not actually getting. You're getting worse sleep when you snooze. Baby, I used to be just like you. I used to be a perpetual snoozer, but it's so bad. Especially the increments that you do, like 5 minutes. Ugh. It kills you. It does. So I just try to wake you up once, the time when you're supposed to wake up. I'm not going to snooze you a bunch of times. I mean, we could try that tomorrow, but I'm telling you, it's not gonna be better. I mean, you could roll away all pouty if you want, but I was gonna like rub your head or. I can do that too. And how quickly you return. Nope, I don't have any coffee. It's part of my New Year's resolution to give up morning caffeine. No, because I'm not giving up soda. That's so hard. It's only one thing. One caffeine addiction at a time. Well, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but in like 30 years, there might not be any more coffee. So if I give up my addiction now, I'll be good in 30 years. It's like rain pattern changes in the Andes or something. I think it's global warming related. But yeah, there might not be any more coffee in like 30 years. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just telling you. No, I don't think I ever would. Whatever coffee alternative there would be in the future just sounds like it'd be gross. Yeah, even if Starbucks was making it, I don't think it would be good. It's like all that, like, fake meat stuff. I mean, I guess I would classify the Beyond Burger as, like, fake meat. I mean, it's just, that's like a plant burger, though. It's not, like, you know. Yeah, like, what's that movie called? Yes, the one about the pig on Netflix. It's like that. That's what I call, like, that's like mad science. But I guess it's a real animal still. Yeah, I'm sorry for bringing up that movie. I know it did. We'll never watch it again. Oh, that was a hard movie to sit through. Tilda Swinton is a good villain. It was too, Tilda Swinton, wasn't it? Yes, because she's also in Narnia, right? The witch with the candies, the candy witch. No, it's not Candyland. The witch who did I'm 100% sure that's Tilda Swinton. I'm just saying. If you want to look it up, you can. Open your eyes. I'm not gonna Google it. Did they stop making those movies? Yeah, it seems like they did. Because there was the one with the Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, and there was, I think they made a Prince Caspian movie. Oh, I only read the first one. I didn't really read all of them. Yeah. I think I only read the first one after the movie came out too. I don't know. He was never like an author that was on my radar. Yeah. Yeah, I did read Tolkien before, but that's because I don't know, like so many people had told me to read Tolkien. No, it is the first one especially is first one's a long read. No, I know. How far are you into the Harry Potters now? They're longer than you think. I can't believe you're already on the second one. I mean, I have no doubt you'll be able to finish all the Harry Potter books before the end of the year. That was actually a really good New Year's resolution. Yeah. Because it's something that's doable. And even if you, like, fall back, you can still catch yourself up. It's not, like, an arbitrary goal. Because your goal is basically just to read more, and you picked a series to read, and that's, like, I don't know, it's pretty smart. No, I think my New Year's resolution, besides, like, the coffee one, because that's, like, tangible. I think all the rest of mine were just too... They're just too intangible, I think. Yeah, like, being better at waking you up, for example. I don't know how to measure that. How many times you wake up before getting late? Yeah, I don't know, maybe. It's true, you haven't been late all year. So I guess I'm doing something, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I should be like five. You're only allowed five lates for the year, or else I fail my New Year's goal. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want that. Oh, there's plenty of hot water left. That was like hours ago. If you don't get up soon, you're not going to have time for a shower. Nope, not gonna tell you. You're gonna have to look at a clock. Because your 5 minutes of snooze has passed already, baby. So at this point, I'm just trying to coax you to open your eyes. Mm-mm. The curtains are drawn. Because I'm not mean. If I was mean, I would have just opened the curtains like a. Yeah, like just thermoed it open with like dramatic flair. Yeah. No, I didn't do that. Mm-hmm, yeah, like those, like, 16th century maids, like, I don't know if that's my style. No, I just don't have the hips for the outfit. I think that's what it is. Yeah, I don't fill out my, the maid outfit like I should, so, I guess you're gonna miss out on that. Alright, you ready to wake up yet? Wake up. Come on. Come on, sleepyhead. Come on. Open your eyes. It just takes like 2 seconds. Just go with your eyes, you know? Come on. Come on. I'm gonna be more annoying in a second. There we go. I can close my eyes. I've been up for hours, baby. I've had my eyes closed this entire time. I don't need my eyes open. It's not a double standard. It's the fact that I'm still wide awake. I'm not gonna fall back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Mm, okay, I'll keep my eyes open too. We'll be eye open buddies together. Now come on, get out of bed. Mm-hmm. I bet you have to pee so bad. It is the secret trick. Yep. I'm gonna talk about water flowing. Just water. Alright, I'm glad you're awake. Right, go pee. I love you. Waterfalls.